Now, the rest of the story. George Michael said it, sex is natural, sex is good, not everybody does it, but everybody should. My goodness. In fact, he sang it over radio and television stations worldwide, except where censors pulled the plug on him. You blame the pop singers who sensationalize. You ought to blame the people who write the stuff, like this one writer. It was he who wrote, "But in the Morning, No." And I'll tell you something, you can't even buy a copy of the printed lyrics. They're so suggestive. He also wrote something called Let's Misbehave and other songs urging hearers to do it. References to drugs in his lyrics have offended so many that pop singers usually substitute them with benign references. The word cocaine, for example, becomes a refrain or Spain. And one day he went too far. He sang a song glamorizing prostitution. It was written for a stage show. It was sung by Kathy Crawford first. Kathy portrayed a young hooker named May, and the song begins, "When the only sound in the empty street is the heavy tread of heavy feet that belong to a lonesome cop, I open shop. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town that her smile becomes a smirk, I go to work." Appetizing, the lyrics describe her, offering love that is only slightly soiled. "Who would like a sample of my supply?" the singer asks. "Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs." Do you know that only one critic possessed the courage to write in his review that that song was in the worst possible taste? And it came time to release the hit single on radio stations coast to coast. But for the first time since anyone could remember, the station owners, the station managers said no. On stage, they said, was one thing, but piped into people's cars and homes and children's nurseries, that was another. And do you know that the nationwide banning, the prohibition against that hooker song over the airwaves, sent shockwaves that were felt all the way back to Broadway? As a matter of fact, the author of those lyrics began to make some changes, fearing a rejection of the entire production by the general public. Producers began to make some changes. For example, they changed the singing prostitute from white to black. They took her off the street. They put her in a stage-set nightclub. So now she was no longer a real hooker, she was merely singing about one. Some while thereafter, radio listeners became acquainted with the tune, but the risque lyrics remained banned. Now, I know you think you're used to hearing some raunchy stuff on the radio these days before you can get it turned off, but the next time you hear a naughty song on the air, I just wanted you to remember that it's not the first. To remember that once upon a time there was a brazen songwriter who sneered at censorship with songs like Let's Do It, and I Get a Kick Out of You, and Love for Sale, and lots more. Radio banned him in 1930. Cole Porter. Cole Porter? Cole Porter. And now you know the rest of the story.